Welcome to the College of Arts, Celtic Studies and Social Sciences, University College Cork, Find Your Course podcast series. My name is Loretta Brady and I am the Recruitment Projects Officer in the College of Arts, Celtic Studies and Social Sciences here in UCC. We are the largest college within UCC and offer 19 exciting undergraduate degree programmes and 30 art subjects, including 11 languages. You will find a vast amount of information on our courses and subjects on the UCC website. But we also wanted you to meet our course directors so that you can get an inside perspective on each course. You may be a Leaving Cert student or an EU student. Perhaps you're an international student or a mature or QQI FETAC student. We welcome you all and we hope you find our podcast interesting and informative. In today's podcast, we are going to explore our BA Criminology degree, and I'm very happy to welcome the director of the BA Criminology, Dr. James Windle. Welcome, James.
Hi, Loretta. Thanks.
So the BA Criminology has proven, and I know from my own experience visiting schools and going to lots of events, it's a hugely popular degree over the last number of years. I suppose we're all very interested in crime at some level, and often our interest in crime is fuelled by TV, in particular, programmes like Criminal Minds, which is essentially behavioural psychology, or CSI, which relies heavily on the speciality of forensic science, for example. Would you say that the BA Criminology is much more about looking at what crime is, who commits crime, and why crime is committed in the context of the society we live in, rather than the psychology of an individual criminal or the forensic science analysis of crime scenes, for example?
Look, the first point is, we've just written a textbook in Irish criminology and for our students, and the first paragraph talks of this. We talk about how crime kind of terrifies us, but it fascinates us, and we run towards it, and we also run away from it. And it's been this kind of mainstay of all art. It's film and books and pieces of art, even cartoons have crime as the centre point of the show. And one of the things we do in criminology is we unpick this. We teach students how to kind of come in and critically assess this kind of common knowledge around crime. We don't do forensic science. That's very, very specialised. We do a little bit of psychology. So one of our lecturers is a research psychologist, Dr. Orla Lynch. We teach a module in crime and psychology in the first semester. We teach a module on terrorism and political violence, which has an element of psychology in that, because Orla's written a book, The Psychology of Terrorism. And we teach a module on life course criminology and assistance, and that has elements of psychology in this. It's kind of that psychological individual kind of piece mixed with, it's a psychosocial, we'd call it, but it's not a psychology degree. So whenever I'm talking to applicants, I always advise them, if you want to do psychology, study psychology. Okay. Now, that said, many of our students come in and they've gone on to careers in psychology.
So this degree also allows students to study modules in law and sociology, for example, as well as criminology. But I also noticed there's lots of other subjects, sort of elective modules in lots of other subjects, including languages, indeed, available for students in this degree.
Criminology is what we call a rendezvous subject. So its origins are in politics, sociology, psychology, psychiatry, history, and people come in from different disciplines. It's not all about crime. Okay, so the definition of criminology, my definition of criminology, is the systematic study of crime and social harm, criminal justice processes and social justice. Okay, so it's not all about crime. So what we want is students to have a broad understanding. So how the program is structured is, in the first year they take four core criminology modules. So these are history of criminology, theories of social control, psychology and crime, and then a module where the lecturing staff tell the students about the research they're doing at the moment, which kind of opens up and gives them an introduction to the next 2 years. Then they take a module in law, which is designed specifically for criminology students, and a module in sociology. Then they get to take electives, so they get to choose modules from either languages, politics and government or philosophy. We can have a language stream running through the degree, and that can be really beneficial. If you want to go into the Guards, having Irish can be useful because then you get to take the Irish language test or the English language test. If you want to go and study in Interpol or Europol or the UN, it could be really beneficial to have French or Spanish or, you know. So that could be really, really useful. When you go into the second and third year, we have the core criminology modules, and these are taught by the criminology staff, and they're all based on our research interests. Okay, we're all research active. And then there are, I think, 50 to 60 electives. I think my advice to students is always choose options that you're interested in, choose options which will help your career, and then choose one or two options that are just at random. Because I think choosing something new from outside of what you think you want to do can be really kind of intellectually fruitful, and it can also open kind of new opportunities.
I've looked at the modules in criminology, just the extensive range and expanse of them and the different areas. So it's really a wonderful opportunity for students as well. And as you say, to try something different and something new, kind of thinking out of the box, just to see where it takes them. It doesn't always work out, but sometimes it really, really works out for a student and sends them on an unexpected journey in a way. The other thing, I suppose, the criminology degree is essentially a three-year degree, so you can finish your degree in 3 years, but you also can have the option to study abroad if you wanted to.
Yeah, so students can register for the four-year BA criminology with a year abroad. And what they do here is they study in UCC for the first 2 years. They then go abroad for the third year and they come back to finish their final year at UCC. We've had students who have studied in Canada, Denmark, Italy, Malta, that was a new one this year, Poland, Sweden, the USA, the UK. I think the year abroad can be really useful. They get to study criminology in a completely different environment.
Yeah.
We get students who can go to America and see like the excesses of the American criminal justice system, or go to Norway or one of the Nordic countries and see that kind of that Nordic welfareist approach. And they tend to kind of bring that back with them, and it supports their study, and it often supports their kind of career as well.
Their career choices. I know you also run a master's in criminology. I mean, that I think was there before the undergraduate degree, in actual fact, and again, hugely popular and attracts graduates from law and forensic science even, and of course, our own arts degree as well. There are many other postgraduate options that students can do depending on their area of interest or their chosen career pathway, for example. Would you like to just run us through some of those opportunities?
Yeah, look, I'll talk about RMA.
Yeah.
First. it's a great course. Like, it's run between the Department of Criminology and Sociology with the Departments of Law and Applied Social Studies. So again, you know, criminology is this rendezvous subject, and it was created between these departments. And I think it works really well because you get these different perspectives on crime. It's popular. We always recruit from students from psychology, from law, from criminology, and a lot of our students from the BA go up to the MA, which I think, I hope, is kind of testament to our teaching. And, you know, we've had students who have gone on to do postgrad study in addiction services, in youth work, in journalism, in psychology. Mm-hmm. So we have a broad range of students going off and doing several different courses. Yeah.
I suppose having that understanding of crime, deviance, social harm, social justice, as well as an understanding of the effects of crime on individuals, groups and societies, that kind of knowledge certainly must be valued across a broad range of different career types.
I hope so.
Yeah.
No, I think it is. I suppose our students have have been employed inside and outside of the criminal justice system. We were just talking about this before we came in. Mm-hmm. The amount of students that don't go and work in the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
We were just being told of someone who's now an auctioneer. Yeah, you know? Yeah. I think the students that we know of, we've had students who have gone into addiction services. We teach one module inside Cork Prison. So we take 10 of our students and we co-teach them in the prison with 10 inside students, so
that's
10 prisoners.
Absolutely amazing.
I wouldn't normally say this, mm-hmm. but it's life-changing. They came out and they said they want to be prison educators. They want to be prison guards, or they want to be probation workers or community support workers. So the lads that help the prisoners post-release to kind of come back into society. So that just gives students this really nice insight into the prisons. We've had students who have become researchers. We have a couple of academics who are now criminologists working as lecturers. Teachers, a student last year who, or 2 years ago, she came to me and said, I think I want to be a teacher. And she's now training to be a primary school teacher.
Yes.
And her thinking was, this is where you can affect change. And this is where you can help students, victim liaison workers, you know, lawyers, I think you said this earlier. Yeah. We've had a couple of students who have gone on to...
Such a long list, such a list of different careers that you can do.
Yeah.
And I suppose, what kind of experience do you think students can expect when they join the criminology department in UCC?
Well, I hope it's a very positive one. I think it's a very nice... I think the first thing to stress is the criminology lecturing team, they're very nice, you know. They're nice people. They're very supportive. I think we take, you know, the pastoral care of our students very seriously. Mm-hmm. Every student is given an academic advisor in the first semester, and they're a member of the lecturing staff that they can call on if there are any issues that are affecting their studies. Me as program director, students can always come to me. My virtual door is open, but, you know, students can always contact me. We have quite a small cohort of students, so 70 to 80 in a year. And what that means is, and most of the core criminology modules are just for criminology students. So it's a small class, and students tend to kind of get on and get to know each other and get to know us, and we get to know them. And so it's really nice to see every year when you see a class that kind of just clicks, you know?
Yes. So thanks, James, for joining me today. It was great to have a chat with you. We could chat all day. If any student would like to find out more about the BA of Criminology, just search online for CK113 Criminology. I hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast. Please join us again soon for another Find Your Course podcast. Thank you for listening.